It's great to be here with you tonight. I got to tell on Mike again. When Dr. Parker got here, Mike walked up to him and said, we would also like your presentation translated into Spanish. He paused for a minute. I'm thinking he probably was trying to look for, from his high school Spanish, the translation for pandemic influenza. But fortunately, we knew Mike and were able to belay those fears. But I am going to summarize his comments tonight in my best Texan. There's a whole lot of ugly and nasty stuff out there. And if I get a case of pandemic influenza, ain't no place I'd rather be than right here in Bryan College Station. We're glad you're here, Dr. Parker. So isn't it great to live in Bryan College Station, honestly? What a great place. And we've heard from Dr. Parker, and he's given us, one, some hope that we're at the center of some help when and if that influenza or whatever it is breaks out. But he's also given us some great economic encouragement that we have some great things coming our way, the biomedical corridor and others that I just was fascinated by what is in store for Bryan College Station. Truly will put us on the map, not only nationally, but I think worldwide. And we're going to hear a lot about the things that are happening and what a great partnership we have in our community with the great institution A&M and everything associated with it. So we appreciate what is going on there. Difficult to follow recognition of service, volunteers of the year, citizens of the year, without really feeling some strong feelings of, you know, where do I fit in on this? I remember sitting where Bobby Beiser is last year and looking up, and I'll have to tell you, I was a bit excited about the fact that, you know, I was looking and thinking, you know, it'd be pretty nice to be sitting where Glenn Brewer is. I was excited about it. And after a month in the position, I'm looking over and thinking, I'll be pretty excited to be sitting where Glenn Brewer is next year. It is a challenge, and there's some time constraints involved in what we do. There's also some challenges that I felt last year as I was put up as, you know, okay, this is your chair-elect, and that means you're going to be chairman of the board. And I had to look back on what qualified me to even be here. I think Mike hit it best. I just missed the day they had the elections. But point is, there's a lot of people that have gone before that I looked at their credentials and thought, wow, this is amazing. Past ambassadors, ambassadors of the year, volunteers of the year, doctors, lawyers, high-ranking officials in our education system, lifelong residents of Bryan and College Station, being recognized by BISD, Honor Hall of Fame inductee extraordinaire. The list goes on. Graduates of A&M, all of which I looked and went, okay, I'm a grocer. What up? So then I thought, okay, let me see. Maybe I can get something closer to home. I looked. I thought, Glenn Brewer, what do he and I have in common? And I thought, what is it that we have in common? And then it hit me. He's a banker. I have a debit card. We're good. So then I thought, let me stretch it out. Let me go one step further. The formidable Ben Downs. Wow. Serviceman in our community. Santa Claus. Sorry for those of you still believing. In our parade. Lots of service. Lots going on. What do I have in common? I don't like to dress up in red suits. I'm sorry. But I thought, well, you know, where are we? What's the same thing I can say about Ben? He's a general manager of not one, but many fine radio stations. I listen to the radio. We're there, buddy. So then I thought, well, there's something I have in common with each of you. I sell groceries. Y'all like to eat. We're good. Could end it tonight, right? We got all that in common. But the thing I've learned over the past 4 years as a board member is that we all share a passion and a love for this community. And it's awesome. You know, you don't find it anywhere you go. And I was talking with Mike about places we've lived. And this place just resonates with us as what a great community. You know, Carolyn and I have lived here for 10 years. And the first day we got here, you can feel something special here. If you don't think it is, I would encourage you to move to a foreign country like Boston. And then come back and you'll realize how special this community is. So we share that in common. We're here tonight to celebrate really the past successes of our business community and also to look forward to see what our community has and what it gives for us. And to do that again, I have to look back about a year ago when I received the call from Ben Downs. And he did ask me, he just said, "You've been selected to be the chair-elect." I said, "Okay, you know, you got it. We had the committee met and you got the unanimous decision." Didn't ask me if I wanted it, just said, "Here it is." And congratulated me. I thought, well, I wasn't running for it, but I'll take the congratulations. But before I could really accept it, I told him, I've got to talk with my company. It's a time commitment. And if you don't have the support of your company, many of you know it, if you try to participate in things and your company doesn't support you, you may as well just not do it. So I contacted my regional supervisor. I got his voicemail, left him a message explaining what I was being presented and offered the opportunity to do, and expected a lengthy phone call and some conversation about what really was going to happen. A couple hours later, I got a text. It said, "Take the position, it'll be good for us." Short and sweet. Okay then. And then a couple of days later, I realized he didn't say it will be good for you. He said, "It'll be good for us." So I'm thinking, okay, where is this going? And it's that statement that I really want to just focus the remainder of my time on, is it will be good for us. I've had numerous members of the chamber and board members and ambassadors come up and explain to me how the chamber has influenced their business and how their business has grown because of their membership and involvement in the chamber. And I would have to say that our business, although a little more difficult to measure, we don't have clients that come in. We wish that you would all make an appointment to come shop. Reservations maybe would work. Seriously, that isn't going to happen. So we have a difficult time measuring the impact of participation. But I have no doubt that it has improved our business and that it's improved our company's reputation in the community. So as we look also at what it's done for you and membership in the chamber for your business, I want to kind of move those words around a little bit. They're going to stay the same, but the emphasis is different. Because your membership in the chamber is good for us, and not just us as an individual business, us as a group, us as a community. And it's strong businesses that make a strong community. And I firmly believe that as we work together in this community, that membership in the chamber, and it isn't an absolute, there are lots of successful businesses in our community that aren't members of the chamber, and they're good for us as well. But it's the successful businesses in our community that really make us what we are. If you look around tonight, there are people missing. Our chamber is 1,400 people strong. We are about 400 here tonight, so there's 1,000 missing. The chamber is good for them, and they are good for us. But there are also other people missing. Where is your doctor, your lawyer, your mechanic, your dry cleaner, your plumber, your TV guy, your grocer? Where are they? And that is something we have to ask ourselves, because the chamber is good for them, and they are good for the chamber, and collectively, we all are good for our community. It's my goal this year to really try to make that statement to everyone about the importance of successful business in our community. This is not a sales pitch for the chamber completely, but it is a plea for all of us to represent our business as well and to do what we can to strengthen our business community. The chamber is an organization whose mission is to enhance the economic well-being of the businesses in the community it serves. We have a clear direction, and you're a part of it. We work hand in hand. So I would ask you to really join the chamber, and by that meaning, join us. Join the chamber in activities. You're here tonight, and that's appreciated. Encourage others that you associate with to join the chamber as well. We have a lot coming our way. Dr. Parker's clearly outlined that there are some major economic developments coming to Bryan College Station. In closing, I just want to extend my appreciation to you for being here tonight, for being a part of our business community as we celebrate the past and look towards the future. And I also appreciate your support to me as the incoming chairman of the board. It is truly an honor to be in this type of service capacity, especially with the likes of Brenda and Randy Sims and Scott Simpson, who do such an incredible job of service in community. I am happy to be, in a small way, a part of that type of service. And I also look forward to knowing many of you better. I'm fairly new on the scene. I mean, I'm not a 26 or 8-year resident of this area. We moved here 10 short years ago. I've had people come up and say, "So why don't I know you?" I'm just your grocery guy. But the point is, I look forward to getting to know many of you better throughout this coming year. But even more so, I look forward to working together with you as we work together to keep Bryan College Station the best place that we know to work, to live, and to raise our families. Thank you.